All right. We're on Daf Yudalef from Ralph. Eight lines from the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Abun. Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Hava Avar Kume Sidra. Shimon Lokesh passive around the base. Medrash Veshama Kalon Kariyeh Hain Psuka. I hear the voice of people reading and following Psukim. Vayiz Bruchu Hashem Zvachim. Sacrifice of Kosh Baruch Hu Zvachim, which are Shlomim. Vayalu Olus Hashem Lamachas Hayamahu. And they sacrificed Olos as well to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following day. Amar, so Reish Lakish darshened on this. He said, Man the Mapsik Lakibay Shammai, he puts a psik, and a snachta, I guess, into these psukim, it's like Bishamai. So that would mean that you read it, Ba'izbulu Chul Hashem Zvachim, period. In other words, today they sacrifice Shlomim. But they didn't do olos, because on Yontif you can't do olos. It's talking about on Shavuos. You couldn't do olos on Yontif because Beishamai holds you're not allowed to. So that they did the next day. That's like Beishamai. Man de kari le kulu, he who reads the whole pasuk straight, that's like Beisilo, meaning that they did both the olos and the shlomim the next day. So you read the whole pasuk, Vizbuch Hashem Zvachim, Ma'alu Olos Hashem, both Lamachras Hayom. So there's Gemara, wait a minute. Nicha Olos Lamachras Hayom, I understand that Olos they did the following day. However, Ushlamin Lamachras Hayom, Ve'ein Shlamin Boim Kibay Shammai, I don't understand, even like Bay Shammai, who says, why couldn't they do, why couldn't they do shlomim? Why couldn't they shlomim on the same day? Now that makes really no sense. The Mashbiach changes the gears here. He says that really the kash is not a bishamah. The kash is not like bishamah. Kash is like bishillo. He says there are two kashes here. He says first kash is you're allowed to do both zvach. You're really allowed to do both shlomim and olos going to be so on Yontif itself, right? Because they're both Doch Yontif. So why they push off Shlomi the next day? Why they push off Olos the next day? Right? So the Kash is not like Vein Shlomi Boin Kabe Shamach, be Vein Shlomi Vi Olos Boin Kabe Silo. Why they push off both of them till the next day? They should do them both on Yontif itself. So Rabbi Yisrael, David Meis Batzeres. David died that Shavuos. Let's say about the Shavuos that David died. But you koyso onanim, and all of Am Yisrael were onanim because they were all involved in the kfura of David, because he was, or being waiting for the kfura of David, and because he was the melech, and therefore none of them were allowed to make karbanos that day, so they were makriv l'machar. It's interesting. Chiddush that all of Am Yisrael, even the kohanim, have been an onanim for a king. Not that I'm aware of. I guess that it was an emotional thing concerning David that none of them felt like sacrificing korbanos. But I don't think that loch is like that, actually. Ma'is Bilal Azokah, there's a ma'is with Hillel. This brought to the Bible as well. Shehevi, Olasul Azora, he brought us all to the Azora. The Samachaleh, it's smicha on the oilo. So there are two things that Beishamai doesn't like about that. A, it's an ola, and Beishamai holds you can't bring olos on Yontif. And B, he did smicha on Beishamai, holds you can't do smicha on Yontif. So the Chibra left Tamidei Shammai, so Tamidei Shammai started gathering around him and started saying, what's going on here? What are you doing? So he's going to kashkish biznova. So he started waving around its tail. Amaloni said to him, Runa Kevahi. No, it's not a Ola, it's an Akeva. It's a female. Ushlami have you seen? I brought her as a Shlami. Now, the truth is, it wasn't a female, it was a male, and he made intended to make an Ola, but he managed by waving the tail to, push him off, that they wouldn't check so closely. Fusingum Advarim, and he kept on talking to them. Vokalam, and they went away. Lachuyamim, sometime later, the hands of Beishamai became stronger in the Beis HaMikdash. I guess they were more crying from Beishamai. They wanted to pass Melacha like Beishamai. Now you're not allowed to bring Olos on Yontif. So Hayasham Bava ben Bute, Mitamidi Beishamai, was one of the students of Beishamai, but there Shalocha Gabesil, he knew that Halacha was supposed to be like Basil in this matter. Pamachas Nichol Zazara, so once he came into Yon Yontif to the Azara, Motzo Social Mammoth, he found the Azara was empty because nobody was sacrificing Karbanos, because they were trying to paskin like Beishamai that you don't bring all those on Yontif. Omar, so he said, Yishbu Batem Shayel, it's a fascinating thing. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, but he cursed the house of Shammai. He said, may the houses be desolate. Sheishimu Beis Elokeinu, that they made God's house desolate. Ma'asa, so what he do? Shalach Ve'evi Shloshes Alofim Tzon. He went and sent for 3,000 sheep, Mitzon Kedar, from the best sheep. Kedar is a certain place which causes what has wonderful sheep, who bikrumi mumin, and he checked and none of the mumin, and he stood them on harabais. Amalem, he said to his fellow Jews, Shmuniachai Beis Yisrael, listen to me, my fellow brethren from the house of Israel. Call me Shirota Yavi Olo, Yavi Olos, Yavi, well, I guess you have Komi Shirot. Anybody wants you have Olos, you have Yismoch. Even he should geduce Smicha on them. You have Shlomim. If you want, bring Shlomim. You have Yismoch and come and do Smicha. So a lot of people came and brought these Karbanos as Olos and did Smicha, which is of course like Basil, not like Beis Shammai. At that time, Allah was set for all time like Basil, that he do both smicha and bring olos on yontif. Nobody said anything. In other words, nobody could withstand that halacha being like Basil. This teaches us, the Karban Eda says here that the gears are supposed to be that hada kasa b'sheirusa, if you have a cup which you want to eat in a meal and you want it to be hot, so then boy mula requires a lot of wood to heat up initially. Boy mula samor, so it needs a lot of coals, and the kisa. It's not sure exactly what the word the kisa is supposed to be, or the Kormier doesn't really address it, but he says that once it's he ends this mashal after the word the kisa, whatever that word is supposed to be, but however it's supposed to be read, what it means to say is that when you want to heat up a cup to begin with, it has to have a lot of wood. Once it's already hot, so to preserve its heat, you don't need that much wood, you know, just to maintain heat. Much less coal is necessary. So too, initially, to Paschal and Lachalim Pils, they needed a dramatic deed. Once that dramatic deed is done, so the maintaining Allah Basil for all time is not so hard. But the initial paskening, Baal Ben Buta had to do this amazing thing with these 3,000 sheep. And then he says another marshal, which is Minei Ubei, Kogumad Lo Kavya B'Shaita Lo Kavya. Any coal which was didn't burn at its proper time, it's much harder to burn with later on. Meaning, since Hillel was quiet initially, or he didn't confront the students of Shammai, not that he necessarily could have, but since he didn't confront them initially, so therefore Baba Mabuta had to do this much more dramatic thing later on. So if you use a piece of coal when it's really hot, then you don't have to do very much in order to make it light a fire. But later on, the coals die down, it takes much more activity in order to resurrect it. Shuv Ma'isev Echol Mitamide Hillel, another Ma'isev of students of Hillel, Shehevi Olosu Lazara, he brought his Ola to Lazara, Samach Ola, and he did Smichanit, Bro Echol Mitamide Yishamai, one of the students of Shammai saw him, and this time having learned the lesson of a hot coal, as we just said, Amar Leh, so this one of the students of Shammai said to him, Ma'azu Smicha, what Smicha are you doing? Amalei, so he said, Mazu Shasikra, what's this? You should be silent. Meaning he rebuked him. Shitko bin Zifa v'holachlo, he silenced him with a rebuke, and this student from the house of Shammai walked away, and the halacha was passing like Bissel. Okay, halacha, hey. With me? All right. Beishamrin loyecha modem chamin l'ragwav elin kain yurulim hoi rulim shtia. Beishamrin says you're not allowed to heat water for your feet unless they're suitable to drink. Beisil matir and Beisil permits it regardless. Or is going to limit that chiddush. Vayis the medur, a person can make a bonfire in order to heat oneself up and mischami kenegdan yontif. Pasula trained petrin. Now there are two interpretations here, meaning that the Mishnah has two different perspectives on Bisham, one for Bisham and one for Beisil. According to Bisham, the only time you're permitted to heat up water for yourself, for your feet rather, is Vushashasamian. You're allowed to marbe b'shurim. If you heat water up to drink, actually, then you're allowed to take a little bit for your, allowed to take some of it for your feet. However, according to Beisilo, Avdaita Beisilo, you don't actually have to drink it. You actually only have to heat it up once you heat it, I'm sorry, they only have to be suitable to drink. Once it's suitable to drink, whether you drank or not, that's considered to be enough. So Beisil, actually according to Ushami, is not as makel as seems from the Mishnah. And the current mission seems you could just go ahead and do it directly for washing your feet. But he still holds it has to be potable water. You can't just heat up any water. It's got to be water which hypothetically, you know, mitok shutra l'tzarecho nefesh, it's mutar also shlo l'tzarecho nefesh, but it's got to be something which you theoretically could use. Okay, now, v'osim medur mischami kenegda, divrei hakol, everybody agrees to this, but v'ushi akumku kenegad ha-madura. It's only if you have a pot actually opposite the first flame, which sounds like, you know, it's l'bishamai previously, that it has to be roi actually to use to eat. So pasal uchon, so they propose a different interpretation of our Mishnah, which is adait in the bishamai only, v'ushi akumkum kenegad ha-madura. According to bishamai, it has to be that the pot is opposite the fire. It makes no difference. It's still perfectly permissible because you are allowed to do it as long as the fire is suitable, of course, to eat up food, which, of course, every fire is. If you have hot water which is heated up, and hot water which is heated up from before Shabbos, for Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokas. Charamar machis ben panav yada v'raglav. You can use them to wash your hands, your face, hands, and feet. The charamar, the other one said, machis ben gufo evarin evarin. You can do your whole body, but limb by limb, not the whole body together, because you know it's gzera merchatzos, because it looks like you're taking a bath. And then you might come to either border directly, so you have to do it limb by limb. Uloyodin mana mardov, mana mardov. We didn't know who said what. We maritani Shmuel, marchitz ben pana of yodav raglov, since we have another statement named Shmuel, he says explicitly that it can do your hand, your face, your hands, and your feet. Have a rav, duomar marchitz ben gufo evorim. It must be the rav's the one who says you can do your whole body limb by limb. And one philosopher asked Bar Kappara, we had this already elsewhere in Yushami, and or there's another version that Avlet Shal the Levi Srisa, Avlet asked Levi the eunuch, he asked him, Mutu Lishtosva, I don't remember what we said last time we had this, whether the Levi Srisa is actually our Levi, the Amora, or some other Levi. Certainly it's not clear from here. But what he asked him is, Mutter lishtos vasu lirchotz. What's the difference? You're allowed to drink and you're not allowed to wash. Why is there a difference? I mean, the Amar Lei, so he said, responded to him, very interesting response. He said, Im tires soris mischabek im ishtacha. If you see a eunuch embracing your wife, Shema Einu Ralach, does it not cause you a bad feeling? So in our way, so this Avlate said, it does cause me a bad feeling. Amar Lei, so Levi said, does it bother you at all? Meaning, are you lacking machim? It's going to be Lashon Maka. Does it afflict you at all? In other words, she can't do anything with him. So Amar Lei, so he said, nevertheless, Shoti Sparit, she shouldn't be princess named. So says the Gemara here, says Levi, Amar Lei, Hacha Shaloi Sparitsu. Here too, it's a Xed Rabbanan, not to eat up water to washing, even though hypothetically it's just as much a need as actually drinking, because we don't want to be pre-tistic. In other words, we don't want to be so mako, because it might lead people to actually heat up water for purposes which are not necessary. So once Avlet left, Amlo Tamidov, so the student said to Levi, Rabbi, Lezed Ochisa Bekonet. And you pushed over the stick. In other words, you gave him a reason which is not true. Ma'at meshiv, lanu ma'at meshiv. When you come back to us and want to tell him, what tak is the chiluk? I'm lent, so he said, if I look, for ne'mar achasher ye'achel l'chol nefesh hu'levad yaseh'lechem. It has to be something which can be consumed by everybody. Now, I would say the emphasis is on ye'achel, and not ye'achatz, right? Because rechitza is not the same thing as achila. But the carbonator doesn't say that way. The carbonator says the emphasis is on l'chol nefesh. And taking a bath is not l'chol nefesh. In other words, everybody has to wash their hands, face, and their legs. But l'chol nefesh, that's the extent of l'chol nefesh. Not everybody takes baths, so therefore they weren't matir anything more than that. Okay, aloha vav. Shloshet v'ang v'ang gamliel machmir chdivei b'shamay. The three things that Rabbi Gamliel is machmir like b'shamay, which are ein tom is a chamin miyotzev l'shabbos. Now this is not cholent, even though chamin is usually mashmir cholent, right? Any hot dish, here specifically hot water. You can't prepare hot water for miyotzev l'shabbos like an urn to keep it hot. Vein zokvinas amnor biyotzev. If a menorah falls upon miyotzev, you can't put it back together again. Vein ofin piton gritos, one cannot bake thick breads, good thick breads on Yontif. El or Akikin, only thin breads. Why? The Gemara is going to explain. Amra Gamliel, Gamliel said me, Amen, Shabbisaba, the entire, always in my father's house, Lo Yofin Piton Gritzos, they wouldn't make thick bread on Yontif. El or Akikin, only thin bread. Amra also said, Manasa Besavichel, what can we do for your father's house? Shumach Mirna Latzmam, they're machmir for themselves on Mekilin HaKoysov, for all the Jews they were makel. So that's your problem, not ours. Leosofin Piton Gritzos Vachari, they let everybody else bake thick and good bread. Okay, so Abba Barav Chun Amar, Hadar the Tamer Shloah Solo Eiruv Tavshilin. All the Rangamli was machmir not to make chenliv chamin from Yontif to Shabbos, only done in Erev Tavshilin. I'm also Erev Tavshilin, made Erev Tavshilin from before Yontif. Mutter, certainly mutter. So ask the more, Mabin Tavshil, Mabin Chamin. The question is, if the assumption of our Mishnah is that even without Erev Tavshilin, you can cook a dish on Yontif and put it in Hatamana for the next day if it's food. It's only water which you cannot. What's the difference between food and water? So it says, Mara, Tavshil dark olochum imenu. A Tavshil cooked dish of food, you might eat from it on Yontif itself, right? If you don't eat from today, so you eat it tomorrow. But it looks like you're making it for Yontif itself. It's not a problem that it looks like you're preparing for Shabbos. But the hot water, for some reason, they weren't going to use anymore on Yontif, so it must be they're leaving that for tomorrow. And therefore, that's achana from Yontif to Shabbos, and there, I guess, there's no chazi l'orchim or anything of that sort, and therefore, you can't do them unless you have an erev tavshilin. Vein zokvinas a menorah b'yontif, but you're not allowed to set back a menorah on Yontif. That's a menorah which is made out of segments, and the segments fall apart, they scatter or something. I have a menorah shenir prokah shaprokim. If it's a menorah which is not made of segments, but rather one piece, and it falls down. Lo b'da, it's not a problem. So says Maria, you know what? That's nice, but Lamaisa, people are not Mako. Kada Tamid Rabbi Yossi, because you should know the students Rabbi Yossi, Avi Yossi, and they were sitting, Nuflis Minarta Kumehon, and the menorah fell in front of them. Everybody ran away in order not to put it back together again. I'm sorry, it wasn't menorah, this was a menorah of prakim. It was a menorah made out of segments. And Alocha, our Mishnah said, is that it's mutter to put it back together again. So Ran Gamliel, who was machmir, not to put it back together again. But the students of Rabbi Yossi, they didn't want to do a ma'isa to be matirit, because La Maisa, Ram Gamliel said it's no good, so therefore they all ran away. None of them was willing to be the one to do the ma'isa to Paskin like Rabbanon over Ram Gamliel. But it seems like only in that case, because in the other ones it seems everybody was Mako. Enofin Piton greets an elder Kikin. What was the logic of Ram Gamliel not to allow thick bread? Mitokshad Mihagos, an interesting reason. It's a lot bigger pain to cook thin bread, to bake thin breads. Since it's a big pain for him, a toil, you're not going to bake more than necessary for that day. So it's exerus, only bake whatever you need. Now, the language the Mishnah uses that you can make the Rabbanan argue, they say everything is the tzarech of the day, you'll have to bake whatever kind of bread you want, but I guess it's covered yomtif. And but they bring down here that it's the more bread you bake, the better the bread is. The oven is better, the more bread that there is in there. So without the bake, the Mishnah said, Gritzin and Chori. What's Chori? Rabbi Acha Shomel Aminado. Ma Chori Ha'afa Gorel Zeh. What's this great anger? So Chori, he learns to be like a flaring of the nose, a greatness. So too the bread is a great big bread. That's one interpretation of the word chori. Rabbanan shemul aminador. Rabbanan understand the word chori from the we have in Brachos, the Sarah Ofin. It says v'nei shlosha salei chori roshi. He said that in his dream he saw three baskets of chori, which must be good bread, obviously. And it said so. From here we see that it's a good kind of bread. Okay, that's all. Rabbi Gamliel's chumris. Now we have his kulos. Afu amar shlosha dvarim lehakel. He said, three kulos, what are they? Mechabdi ben amitos. You're allowed to sweep between the bread beds on Shabbos and Yontif, and we're not afraid that you're going to be mashver gumos, that you're going to smooth the floor. And the reason why we're not afraid of that is because just a little bit of space between the beds. Now, beds does not mean beds in the bedroom. It means the beds they used to recline on while they're eating. So it got particularly dirty there, and they didn't do that much cleaning, so it was okay. Excuse me. Also, you put out incense to make a fragrance on Yotzef. And they allowed you also to make a roasted whole lamb on the night of Pesach. Become him acid, all these things. Okay, so basically, you mechabi ben amito, some rabbi lezer rabbi tzadok, pamim harbi achati eitzer on gamliel. Truth is, I ate many times on gamliel. Vloy mechabi ben amitos. They wouldn't sweep between the beds. Elastinim are your parsim agabi arts. They had sheets on the ground while they're eating. They came in shaharachim yaitzim once the guests stopped eating, or you kaipun osam, they would fold them, take them away, and obviously the floor was clean underneath. That's what they did. It looked like they swept, but of course they didn't sweep. On below, so the Rabbanan said, he came. That's what he did. So no problem even doing that on Shabbos, because that's not really sweeping. It's just removing the sheets. Similarly, Shabbos Ran Gamliel, Yuma Machnis is a Mugmar Ben Magufa. He used to bring in the Mugmar in a pan. Magufa usually means the top of a barrel, but here means a large pan, and he used to burn it on Yontif. I weighed many times on Gamliel. They wouldn't burn it in a pan. It was like a summing box. It was a vessel which had many holes in it, and used to smoke up in the middle of this vessel very much, full of smoke, and then they used to stop up the holes of this vessel with all sorts of stoppers. The Once the guests came in the next day, so they would open the stoppers and the fragrance would flood the room. Amrulos, he said, if that's the case, Shabbos will turn Lassos Kane. Was even allowed to do so on Shabbos because one is not actually burning anything, just making new fragrance. One is allowed to make this roasted lamb on the night of Pesach Chachamim Maser. Ezuk Dima Kulos, what is this roasted lamb? So Kulotsu, we have this, of course, many times in Pesachim. Kulotsli, when it's completely roasted, Rosho Al Krov, Al Kirbo, its head, on its legs, meaning its legs inside of Al Kirbo and inside its innards. Sholak Mitzas Ubisha Mitzas. If, however, you didn't roast the whole thing, you could roast a part of it and cook part of it, Ezuk Dima Kulos, that's not a Gdima Kulos. That's okay. Machnisim gdim akulas b'leil yontav harishon shachag. Now you can eat a gdim akulas on the first night of Sukkot, leil yontav achron shel Pesach, and on the seventh night of Pesach. But on the first night of Pesach, you can't. But machnisim egam akulas b'leil yontav harishon shel Pesach. You're allowed to eat, of course, a young calf, which is completely roasted. Avolo gdim akulas. We, of course, are machmir, but not as in not to eat anything roasted, but they were makel on roasted beef, suppose as long as it wasn't roast lamb. Tani Rabbi Yisr said, Tudus Yishromi, Tudus of Rome, Hini Galin Anshi Romi, he had a custom with the people of Rome, Shu Ochlim Gedim Kulasim Bile Psachim, they used to eat the roasted lambs on the night of Pesach. Shokh Lachomi, so Chomi sent the message from Romulo, and they said, Ilisha Todus, Lo Yiruman, Adimoscha, if you were not Todus, you think we wouldn't put you in Nidui? You have to stop this minute immediately. Mao Todus, what was Todus being mild that they didn't want to put him in Cheram? So a very famous reason we had, of course, in Psachim. I'm Rabbi Charina, Dahava, Mishale, Parnassos, and Rabban. He used to support the rabbis. So why are they going to put him in Cheram? He used to support them. Lonim says, Mr. says, Amar, but nevertheless, they really want to put him in Cheram because Lonim says, maybe it's a rhyme de Achilles Kotch Mechutz. Since he brings people to think they're in Kotch Mechutz, Shekhar maybe is arriving Liday Achilles Kachim Chutz. Anybody causing the masses to eat Kachim outside or anything similar to Kachim, Tzorech Nidu really should be put in Mechera. Okay, Shloshet Dvarim, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Azariah, Matir, Rechachomi, Moser. The three things Rabbi Lezer and Azariah allowed and Chachomi forbade. Parasa Yetis, Beritzur, Shabin Karnea, his cow used to go out on Shabbos, or on Yontif, same thing, with a belt, meaning a string between its horns. Used to comb his animal yontif. The shokin is a pilpulin, and he used to grind peppers in their grinders. Rabbi Yehuda says a makadim is a beim neishos chabura. Now allowed to comb a animal with a fine tooth comb because it makes a wound. Avakar team like use a thick comb. Chachonim a makardin can't use a fine comb, veim aflo makardin nor a thick comb as well. Rabbi Barbara, Rabbi Shmuel, Terei, and Omri, they both said, Divrei Chachonim afil hamshich baser. Even if you're putting that little belt or little string on the horns of the animal in order to pull it with that belt, it's aser. Because cows don't usually get pulled by a belt between their horns. So it's considered to be superfluous shmira for a cow, and that's why it's forbidden. Right? Bar B'Shem Shmuel said, Imhaisa kana keducha muter. Look, that's only true if you tied it onto the horn. But what if you actually drilled a hole in the horn, of course, from before Shabbos, and put it in? Then it's muter, because it now becomes an integral part of the animal. Rabbi Yisrael said, Kashisi Kami Rabbi Bai Asari Bav, this is Mutter. Rami said no. He said Lotin Ela Hanoka Bechatom. Only Hanoka, which is I think a donkey of some sort, only it you can have it use a nose ring on. Because a nose ring was an integral part of how you dragged it around. But not a cow. Even though you drilled it in, you're forbidden to use that on Shabbos in order to pull it around. Rabbi Zir B'Shem Shmuel said, well, that's of course it's controllable, but sure, she's Gorath, it's a wild ox, then Yetzibah Prumbir Shlo can go out with a bit, because that bit now is essential for it. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Tanchum b'Rabbi Chiyah said, Chamor she's korah, similarly a wild donkey yotzei from Yerushalayim and go out with its bit. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Chiyah said, Kelev yotzei b'soga shalom. You can take out a dog in its collar. Even lahakos bo, but it depends. If you're just using the collar, so I guess you used to use the collar like to beat it. You used to take off the collar and whip it with the collar. Then of course it's also because you're having the dog carry the collar around for you to be able to whip it at your convenience. That's like it's carrying a load. But if however it's that the afser means the leash, which is attached to the collar, should not bite into the dog. Not that the dog shouldn't bite it, but it should not bite into the dog and disturb the dog. So in other words, you would attach the leash to the collar as opposed to wrap it around the dog's neck and somebody who's uncomfortable to it. So if the leash is for the collar is for the purpose of the leash, then it's mutter, then it's okay. Okay, now, getting back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what did he do wrong? The Chazal were upset at him. Gneva said, Omar, he never did it lamaisa that his cow went out with this belt between its horns. He just taught it as halacha. So Rabbi Yehuda Butzayer's boy, he questioned this. He said, if he just was teaching halacha that way and never did it lamaisa, what's the language that he did it? Shlo Bratzon Chachamim. If he wants to argue in halacha, that's nice. He's entitled to do so. Can't say Shlo Bratzon Chachamim. If it's just Shakla Vitario, he never actually did it with Maisa. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, and along these lines, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, the Bargalei said, Omrulei said, O Amor Bibeno Seinu, either stand or either leave us. Or have your Ritzum Baby Ben Karnar take the belt from between its horns. So you see quite clearly, Amrei Meserbun, Shemachis Kenegdecha, Kenegdon. Obviously, that's the answer. I take that back. So, first, Arida Rapazi said, he must have done a Maisa, because obviously they said, take it away. So Amrei Meserbun, no, not he did a Maisa, but he was being very adamant. He was much as connected. I mean, he was very firm in his opposition. So Chachamim got firm in their opposition as well. But it was all just in the abstract. It wasn't that anybody did it that he did it l'maisa. Now, in fact, Amar Rechina, really, he never did l'maisa. But Pamachas, one time it happened, Yotzos, I guess inadvertently, his cow went out against the Ratzon Chachamim. Yishchiru Shina Minatzomos, and his teeth got black because he fasted so many times, to be mechaper for having gone against the Ratzon Chachamim. Minatzomos, from the mount of fast and the fasting which he did. Am Rabbi Yidi said, the Chutra Ishto Havas. Rabbi Ben Azariah's wife's name was Chutra. Stick. So the cow belonged to his wife Chutra. And how do we know that his wife is called his egla, his calf? So Luleich, because it says Luleich harashim beeglasi lo mitzasim chidasi. Shimshon said that had you not plowed with my calf, meaning had you not plied my wife to find the answer to my riddle, which I ask you, he asked the Plishim riddle, you wouldn't have found the answer to my riddle. So actually, his wife went out with one of the types of jewelry, which are not permitted for going out on Shabbos, and there they said that it was his wife, and they called his wife his calf, because of this pasuk, which indicates that a wife is called in a mashal a calf, and they were upset. So it was actually, according to Pasha Chani, more in that case, it was jewelry. Now, getting back to the shot that it was actually a calf, literally, Taman Ramin in Bavli said, and this is in the Bavli, Shechinasa Hoysa. It was his neighbor's calf. Yesha Dom Nenosha Shechinasa, so he is punished because his neighbor's calf went out with a belt. Am Rabbi Kiris, the Irma, Lamedcha teaches the Shkomishi Yesh Ekobi Limchotani has the capacity to be Moichi on a wrongdoing Vein Amoichan does not make him, Vein Amoichan doesn't make him a Mecha, Kakalu Pliyabo, we give him the detriment as if, you know, he did the thing wrong himself. Ezu Kirud, what's the Kirud, the fine tooth comb? Elu Akdanim Shemosim Chabur, these are fine tooth combs which make a wound. Kirutzuf Elu Akdanim, that's large tooth comb, Shemosim Chabur, which don't make a wound. Kachonrim, Eim Akadim, Afon Makartzifim, Eim Makardim, with the fine tooth comb, Shloya Bodeh Chabur, in order not to come to make a wound. Lo Makartzifim, they can't do the large tooth comb, Shloya Bodeh the leech, because it seems that that causes hair to come out, and we don't want that either. So basically, Shochin is a pilpin very chaim shlem. They would grind peppers. Amar blazer etzora pamachas achal abba etzora gamliel. Once my father ate bran gamliel. They view in front of Ingerin. They brought him some sort of cooked dish. Vatochal pilpin shchukim had ground pepper in it, and it was obviously it was ground on yontif. So came chetaman. So once my father tasted them, so tasted him, mashachir mehem, he wouldn't eat them anymore. Until Amar Lor and Gamliel said to him, "How tachush? Do not suspect that we ground the pepper on Shabbat Yontif, even though we hold its mutter. Merv Yontif ain't shulchim. They were ground from before Yontif." Says one of the Yasser, Rabbi Tzadok is shaygei etzor Gamliel. The Yochav, why can't even the Rabbi Tzadok himself paskins it's also to grind pepper on Yontif, but by Rabbi Gamliel paskins it's mutter. So vis-a-vis Rabbi Gamliel. Reb Tzadok is like a shoygeg, right? Meiser Shabbos ben mezid, or Meiser Yontif ben mezid is also, right? But Rabbi Gamliel holds its mutter. So Reb Tzadok is no worse than some of you else who did Meiser Shabbos b'shoygeg, and for you it's mutter. Why couldn't he eat it? They didn't want people to think that he paskins like Rabbi Gamliel, and it's matir, so therefore he wouldn't eat until he was told that it was done from before Yontif. Okay, Ari Chaim show people and wants to talk about pepper grinders, even though it's not really directly relevant to Pesach the Beitza. Lentz mentioned that they have three components, a Tamei Meshum Shlosh Kalim. And the three components are each Tamei in and of themselves. Three Kalim, Meshum Kli Kibul, the bottom which receives the ground spice, is a Kli Kibul, is a receptacle, even though it's made out of wood, since it has a base Kibul, it's Mekabel Tuma. Meshum Kli Matchos, the top part, which has the grinder, is a metal vessel, and that's metame obviously as well, even if it has no base kibble. Shun kvara, between the grinder and the receptacle, there's a mesh. That mesh only allows the particles which are ready ground to go down to the bottom. So even though that's made out of wood, and it shouldn't be makabel tuma because it's not a receptacle, nevertheless, there's a gzeir drabana that all kivaras, all mesh, all sieves, and makabel tuma, and the reason is because they look like a woven fabric. The woven fabric is metame d'oraisa, so therefore the wooden sieve, even though it's not a fabric, is also metame d'rabbana. That's what I was about to say. Hatachta mishum kli kibul, the bottom because it's a receptacle, the alien on the upper part mishum kli mafkos because it's metal, and the emtsai is mishum kvara because of the gzera drabana of the kvara. Okay, agola shokot, the wagon of a young child, you know, like a young child's play wagon, you know, like a stroller for a doll. Tamei medras. It's tamei medras because the child supports himself on it. And if the child is a zav, obviously not all children are zavim, but if the child supports himself on it, it's like medras are zav. Nitalos b'Shabbos, it can be carried on Shabbos, not mukzer, because it's a toy which can be used on Shabbos. Beinu nigras, but may not be dragged. It should be ella gabi kelim. It says on the side the word ella. Ella gabi kelim can't be dragged directly in the ground because it'll make a furrow in the ground. So this mission, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that making a furrow on the ground is also. We don't make a kol kelim and nigrorim. In fact, no vessels can be dragged on the ground. Chutz mi nagola, except for a wagon, not a child's wagon, but a larger wagon. Mivnei kovesh is because it presses the ground down and doesn't actually make a furrow. Okay, tani lo yogur adam is amita v'sakise v'safsafso v'sakatedra. Prince should not drag a bed, a chair, a bench, or a large chair in Neshulos Achritz because he makes a furrow. Rabbi Shimon Matir because Rabbi Shimon allows to have Shimon Miskavit. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Chunan, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yis b'shem Rabbi Ila say, Modim Chachomim Rabbi Shimon Chachamim could see to Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Yehuda could see to Rabbi Shimon, because Shiraglam Shukos Petit, that if you have a chair which is sunk into, its legs are sunk into mud, Shemutza Tafu, you can pick it out of the mud and put it elsewhere. The reason that's permissible is because the side, even though it's in the mud, when you take it out, the sides are not going to slip back in and the hole will remain intact. With the Kabbalah, therefore, similarly, Mutzah al-Zir can put it back in the hole once you took it out. Because that's not considered to be making a hole. The hole is already there. The hole will remain there sufficient. You can take it out and put it back. Rabbi Yosef said, you also learned elsewhere, Nitong B'Shabbos, if you have turnips and radishes, which are stored in the ground, so you can pick them up on Shabbos and put them back. It's not considered to be that you're making holes or breaking holes, because the hole remains more or less intact when you take the turnip out and when you put the turnip back. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bun. No. Who says it? That's Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's only Rabbi Shimon who has it, because he holds Rabbi Shimon is Kavin, his mutter. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Mas Nisa Amra Kain. Our Mishnah indicates that in fact you can't paskin Mark Rabbeinu, even though it says Omer Kain, really means that Rabbi Yehuda is not correct, that you cannot take any keli just out of the ground and put it back or anything of that sort, because it says the only time any of this is mutter is specifically where we know it's going, not going to leave a hole, or you're going to put it back in a hole. It's only you can take a wagon or push a wagon, because it's only going to press the ground in and not going to actually make holes or have anything to do with holes. Rabbi Yehuda is not matir anything to do with holes. If you have somebody who's matir holes, or you even taking something out of a hole and putting it back in, it's only Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, thank you very much.